If you have ever wanted to try fermentation at home, but felt vaguely that you needed equipment, a sourdough starter, a temperature-controlled cabinet, or a course, the truth is the opposite. The Gateway Ferment, the one I send every beginner to, requires a jar, salt, a vegetable, and patience. In 5 days, you will have made lacto-fermented pickles, which are the same biochemistry that produces sauerkraut, kimchi, traditional dill pickles, Japanese shiozuke, and most of the world's vegetable preserves before refrigeration existed. There is no easier first ferment, and there is no better way to understand what fermentation actually is. The template is a 2% brine. Weigh your vegetable. For 1 kilogram of vegetable, you need 20 grams of fine salt and roughly enough water to submerge once everything is packed into the jar. A 1 liter wide mouth glass jar is the ideal vessel, wide enough to pack vegetables in flat glass so you can see what is happening. And with a lid, you can leave slightly loose to vent the carbon dioxide that fermentation produces. That is the entire equipment list. Non-iodized salt is preferable. Iodine inhibits some of the lactic acid bacteria you are trying to encourage, but ordinary table salt will usually work if it is what you have. The vegetables themselves are forgiving. Cucumbers, preferably small, firm, unwaxed, make classic crunchy dill-style pickles. Green cabbage, sliced thin, becomes a kind of express sauerkraut. Daikon and other radishes ferment beautifully and quickly, with a clean peppery edge that mellows over time. Carrots take a few extra days, but produce something between a pickle and a candy. Cauliflower works, turnip works, garlic, cloves, peppers, ginger, all of these can be added as accents. The 2% brine template does not care what is in it, as long as the math is correct. 20 grams of salt for every kilogram of total contents. The single rule that cannot be broken is submersion. Lactic acid bacteria are anaerobic. They thrive without oxygen. Mold and yeast contaminants are aerobic. They need air. Anything that floats above the brine surface, a stray cabbage leaf, a piece of carrot that bobs up, will, within 48 hours, develop a fuzzy white or gray colony that can spoil the entire jar. The solution is to weight the vegetables down. A smaller jar filled with water and dropped on top of the ferment works perfectly. Purpose-made glass fermentation weights are widely available. A clean stone, a folded cabbage leaf tucked under the rim, even a small plate, anything food safe that holds the vegetables under the liquid. If you do nothing else right, do this. Room temperature drives the timing. At a comfortable 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, typical indoor temperature in spring and autumn, 3 to 5 days produces a soft, gently sour pickle, still vegetal, still bright. 7 to 10 days produces something more assertive, deeper sourness, more carbonation in the brine, a cleaner sharpness. Past 2 weeks at room temperature, most vegetables soften too much for table use, though they remain perfectly safe and excellent in cooked applications. In summer heat, 28 degrees Celsius and above, ferments accelerate dangerously. In a cold kitchen, 15 degrees Celsius, they slow to a crawl. The standard advice, taste daily, refrigerate when you like it, is correct. Refrigeration does not stop fermentation, but it slows it by roughly a factor of 10, giving you weeks of stable plateau. There are two reliable diagnostics for done. The first is pH. Lactic acid bacteria produce lactic acid, and a properly fermented vegetable reaches a pH of 3.8 to 4.2. Acidic enough to be biologically stable, to inhibit pathogens, and to develop that bright sharpness that defines good ferments. Cheap pH test strips, the same kind used in aquariums and pools, are accurate enough for this. The second diagnostic is sensory. A finished lacto-ferment should smell clean, bright, vaguely sour, with no off notes. The brine should be cloudy. That is the bacteria, and it is correct. If you ever smell alcohol, that is yeast contamination, usually from poor submersion. If you smell putrid, sulfurous, or genuinely rotten, discard. In Sandor Katz's The Art of Fermentation, the rule is consistent across every tradition he documents. Bad ferments smell unambiguously bad, and the human nose is well calibrated for this judgment. The Japanese Tsukemono tradition runs on exactly this principle, scaled to its own particular logic. Shiozuke, salt pickled, is the simplest form. Vegetables packed with salt in a small wooden press. Tsukemonoki, pressed under weight for hours or days, producing a fresh, lightly fermented vegetable meant to be eaten quickly, often within a meal or two. It is not a preservation technique in the long storage sense. It is a daily seasoning, a small bright element on the side of the rice bowl. The salt percentage is the same, The submersion logic is the same, the biology is the same. What differs is the timescale. Tsukamono lives in the rhythm of meals, where Western pickles live in the rhythm of jars on shelves. What you discover, once the first jar comes out right, is that fermentation is not a technique you must master. It is a process that happens whether or not you supervise it, as long as you create the right conditions and stay out of its way. The bacteria were there all along, on the vegetable skin, waiting. You did not make the pickle. You arranged a room for it to be made in. Once you understand that, you have stepped into the same kitchen logic that produced miso, soy sauce, sauerkraut, kimchi, sourdough, yogurt, and most of human food history.